It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God. Please join me in the book of John, John chapter 12. We're going to read the first 11 verses. John chapter 12, verse 1 through 11. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the Word. Let's begin now. I hope I've given you enough time to look this up. John chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag, and he bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, Let her alone. Against the day of my bearing hath she kept this. For the poor always we have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. The chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him whom the Jews went... Let me begin once again with verse 11. Because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you that we can come to you and study this precious word. It's a wonderful and glorious day. I thank you each and every day is. I thank you for it. Praise you for your living word that we may open and study together. I ask that you'll bring your word to every ear, and every ear be a listening ear, that they may know your will and way. Bring them, Father, to salvation, as we found Lazarus was raised from the dead. Bring us into worship as we find that Mary was before him, worshiping him, adoring him, and then also that we may be in service as Martha was. It's a wonderful study that we have today. Please help us to understand each and every part. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's wonderful to study the Word of God and to look through these verses. Now, as we look at each section, we have been through the first three in the study before, but we will take a few minutes again and look through these same verses and then begin with verse 4 with Judas Iscariot. It begins then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. In Jerusalem, which was only a couple miles away, we find that there were preparation made for his death. They desired, many of the religious leaders anyway, in the city of Jerusalem, desired to put the Lord Jesus to death. And we even found, as we have read in verse 10, that the chief priests and Saul, that they might put Lazarus to death also. You see, they hated that witness of life that Lazarus was giving them. And so here we find in Jerusalem, just a couple miles away, they were literally planning or plotting his death. And then just 2 miles away in Bethany, they were having a party for the Lord Jesus. They were coming together, having a joyful time, a joyful party with the Lord Jesus. And we find who was involved here. We have Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Those three, Lazarus, again, as it quotes very clearly, was one that had been raised from the dead. You know, we look at the joy of the Word of God. The cross is so nearby, yet those that loved him pleased, they planned a party with him instead of being concerned about the cross, about the crucifixion that was coming? Was they aware that Jesus was going to be nailed to the cross shortly? Probably not. They probably didn't understand exactly how he would die. I believe that Mary knew that he was with them for a very short period of time, that he was going to be leaving them, and it was going to be by the means of death. But so few, and again, if any, really understood what was going to come to pass in the next few days. The cross again was so near to them. It was coming, the awful crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. But here they came together to enjoy those last few minutes and few days that they had with the Lord Jesus. Lazarus, the one that was raised from the dead, was in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ right there. And that's what we have for the very first time when we've been raised from the dead. We need to know that the salvation for us to come to the Lord Jesus Christ does bring us life. And without Jesus Christ, we have no life. Lazarus, without the Lord Jesus Christ, also had no life. Here, Lazarus was raised from the dead, so he even experienced not only the spiritual resurrection that I have experienced when I come to Jesus Christ many years ago, but Lazarus, he knew the physical resurrection. He'd even experienced that. And so, and we know that according to John chapter 11, verse 25, when we read, "I am the resurrection, the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." What a beautiful conversation that was made between Mary and Martha, here, why we're just speaking to the sisters, and they knew that there was a resurrection without a question, but they didn't realize that it was something that they would experience and get to see through their brother Lazarus as he was raised from the dead. What a wonderful picture that we have, and you need to be to know and be secure in that Jesus raises the dead, and he will raise and give us a physical resurrection, as we've talked about in the past. That will come. We will receive our glorified bodies, but immediately we can accept and enjoy a physical resurrection, and that's what comes to pass the day that you trust in Jesus Christ. And again, in verse 25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" That's the question. Believest thou this? Lazarus was resurrected physically. And so he gave us such a beautiful picture. And he was among them. He was sitting among them. He was even sitting at the table with the Lord Jesus, in fellowship with the Lord Jesus. We need to know that we can have life. We can be raised from the dead spiritually. And please trust in Jesus Christ today. Come by faith. Even though here again the cross is just almost a heartbeat away, and yet they were coming together. They were in fellowship. They were in worship. And they were in service. Even though that time was coming so short. And I believe probably out of all of them, Lazarus and Mary probably understood what was to come probably better than anybody else, and Mary probably even better than the two, even though Lazarus had been raised from the dead. We need to realize that we're dead in our trespasses and sins. We need a Savior. We need Jesus Christ to come into our heart and to save us. Again, we have Lazarus. He has the new life. He's been raised from the dead. He is in fellowship with the Lord Jesus. We have worship. Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she's growing in the grace and knowledge of God each and every moment. And it's wonderful that she is in worship unto the Lord. And then we have Martha. She was putting on supper. She was putting on the meal. And so we have her in service. So we have such a beautiful picture of what should be the example of every church today and every believer in every church, and that is that we should, number one, come to Jesus Christ as our Savior, the new life. We should worship Him, and until we come to Jesus Christ and ask Him to be our Savior, it's impossible for us to worship Him, and it's also impossible for us to serve Him. Today we have lost sight of what is important and the new life. Coming by faith to Jesus Christ and Him alone is the important. That's the most important. And yet people today have went on and they do the service part. And they come together and they sing hymns and they preach for a while and they sing hymns for a while and they work and they help the poor here and they help this and over here. And that those are all fine things to be doing. But without you coming by faith to Jesus Christ and confessing your sin before Him and trusting in Him as your Savior, It is all null and void. It's no different than an organization of any sort. Any kind of a club is what it would be an example of without coming to Jesus Christ. I want to look just a few minutes, because the first thing that we miss today, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus and coming by faith to the Lord Jesus, confessing our sin, that's the first that has been missed and been set aside. The second that has been missed and set aside is the worship. Now we look at Mary here, and again as we look at the second verse, John chapter 12, verse 2, there they made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Now we're going to talk just a little bit about Martha. It's evident she was always working, always busy, wasn't she? Well, let's look at Mary in verse 3 now. We've spoke of Lazarus and Martha just a little bit, but let's look at Mary. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the odor of the ointment. We have here Mary, as she sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus, and if we'll look in a couple of other areas of Scripture, we'll find that not only was his feet anointed, but also was his head. And I would like to go back to Matthew chapter 26. If we look at Matthew chapter 26, we'll find the same story, the same Scripture for us, penned by Matthew. Matthew chapter 26, we're going to read verse 7 down through verse 11. So if you'll follow along with me, Matthew 26, beginning to read with verse 7. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head, as he had sat at meat. When the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." And when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work unto me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always." What did the Lord Jesus say? She has wrought a good work unto me. She has worked a good work by her giving. Now Martha is serving, but here is Mary giving something that's very precious. Let's look at Mark, and again it spoke of the head, poured it up on his head in the 7th verse, and here in John, why it speaks of washed his feet. Now if you can go with me to Mark chapter 14, Mark chapter 14, and we begin with the 3rd verse, Mark 14, verse 3. "And being in Bethany, the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it upon his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. Isn't that wonderful to read those verses of Scripture? We'll look just a little bit here at the price. They keep talking about a costly ointment. Well, in Matthew and in Mark, it spoke of the price, and also, as we look down in the 5th verse of chapter 12 of John, it also gives, it could have been sold for 300 pence. Well, Well, 300 pence is about a 1 year's wage. Oh, to give something of such value, to give a whole year's wage, something so precious. She also has undone her hair, and that's something that wasn't ever done in public. And so she really humbled herself, and she placed herself as a slave. And we know, according to a precious verse, that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15, and if you would turn there with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15, it tells us, if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given unto her for a covering. It is a glory unto her. She has laid her glory unto the feet of the Lord Jesus, hasn't she? By washing the feet of the Lord Jesus, the head of the Lord Jesus, and then the feet of the Lord Jesus, she has literally laid the glory, her glory, any glory that she may have, she has placed it at the feet of the Lord Jesus. So she has done two things. She has not only taken something that's very expensive, a year's wage, and she has literally just poured it out. And she has given that unto the Lord Jesus. And then she took her hair and took it down, and she washed the feet of the Lord Jesus. Again, showing her humility, showing that she has put herself to where she is a servant unto the Lord, literally a slave unto the Lord. Lord, I will do anything that you want me to do. And according to 1 Corinthians 11:15, she laid her glory, because her long hair was her glory, at the feet of the Lord Jesus. This sweet odor filled all the rooms. Oh, it was wonderful as she poured out this, and it filled all the rooms. And they were talking about the price and how we need to feed the poor. And yet, if you'll look back with me to Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, verse 23. And he answered and said, Matthew chapter 26, verse 13. There we go. Verily I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. By her handing out, pouring out something so precious from her heart, not that anyone else would see, not for any purpose other than just the very purpose and the thought of coming and helping to do the point of giving. As they were giving out, as they were handing out Mary was giving out something that was so precious and so wonderful. Yes, she did it somewhat publicly so people could see, but she did it from the heart. She did it so that it would honor her Lord, and that she would humble herself before them, not to show from other people what was going on or these things. But here, as we look at the Scripture, we find that all the world would know. There also this, the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. So it was to be a witness and a testimony of what we should give and how we should give in handing out unto the Lord, giving unto the Lord. Oh, it is wonderful to enjoy the precious walk with the Lord Jesus, the fellowship with the Lord Jesus, and to have a new life in the Lord Jesus, to praise and honor His name and worship Him, and then as Martha to be in service. The work, it seems like we've kind of kept it up because we try to work our way to heaven. But service should not come till after the new life in Jesus Christ has come into our heart and we come by faith to Jesus, and also the second that we learn to worship. And to worship is to give something very precious. Now, as we look at this ointment, this product that she has brought, it has come from India, and it's a very expensive. She purchased it herself for her own burial. That's the purpose of this ointment, was for her own burial. 300 pence was the cost of that. That's what it cost. That's what it took to do it. 300 pence. To use this for her burial is that's just what they did. 300 pence, a year's wage, what it cost, came from India, very expensive, purchased herself for her burial. And yet she laid this, she placed this at the feet and upon the head of the Lord Jesus. You see, something that was great expense, and she felt, I don't need this because Jesus has given me life. He has given me life, so I don't need this. I don't require this. And so please that you look to the Lord Jesus in the same light that Mary has. She looked to the Lord Jesus for salvation. She witnessed it in her brother being raised from the dead. And she realized how important her salvation was, and what a better gift. That was the most precious that she had, and it was for her own burial, for her own death. And yet she gave it unto the Lord Jesus, something so precious, of such value. And she was at the feet of the Lord Jesus in prayer, in adoration, as she adored Him, as she brought honor and glory unto Him and not to herself. And as we looked at the other verse of Scripture that spoke as how she had laid her, had brought her hair down and presented that unto the Lord Jesus, her own glory, by letting her hair down. Her long hair is her glory. It, just beautiful. Just several pictures here that we can't miss. And again, Martha then in service. She is serving. She's preparing the meal. She's a working away. Please, that's very important, but please don't miss the other two, because to come into real life with the Lord Jesus, then to come to worship Him, then the service comes. We've got it turned around. We serve because we think we're working our way to heaven. And so please, that we got to get that turned back around and bring salvation, because it's not that we've just turned them around, that we work and then we worship and then we get around to trusting Him as our Savior. We have forgotten about trusting Him as our Savior. We no longer worship. We just fellowship at best. And fellowship's very important, but we must get to the place of worshiping our Savior, and then we should be getting to the last and final, which is service. So because we've turned them around, we have forgotten the two. We have forgotten salvation by faith alone in Jesus Christ. We have forgotten to worship, even how to worship, and you will forget that if you don't know Him as your Savior. And then, once again, we find that all we have today in our churches is work, and that is for our salvation in many cases, which is a lie. And then our others is the fellowship. And again, fellowship's important, but nothing as important as the first two. Salvation in Jesus Christ alone, coming by faith to Him, as we saw Lazarus raised from the dead, and then to learn to worship Him. So don't miss those things just because the world has accomplished that, and I'm afraid that that's a sign today that we're getting close to the end times, because that has been turned around, and we try to work ourselves into a place of salvation to be saved. It's not going to work. Salvation is free. It's a free gift, and it's eternal. It's once and once only. You come by faith to Jesus Christ. He saves you, and He keeps you. What a glorious gift He has given us. Nothing greater can ever be given. And now as we continue and we find not only the price, we talked about it a little bit here, but then Seth, one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot. Now if you remember when we read out of the other two Gospels, Matthew and Mark, that it said the disciples came. Well, what happened? Judas Iscariot got them stirred up. And that's what happens today when you have one that is not saved. One that comes in and is not saved, they will cause you all kinds of trouble and heartache. And that's exactly what's taken place here. There's trouble and there's heartache underway here because they are following and listening to someone that's lost. Who did we have as we enjoyed the beginning of this fellowship? We have the Lord Jesus, we have Lazarus, we have Martha, and we have Mary. And they're all born-again believers enjoying such a wonderful fellowship with the Lord, just literally minutes or days away from the crucifixion. And yet we find that they are in such fellowship, such joy as they come together because they're all saved. But here comes the disciples as Mary had poured out this ointment, this spikenard, very costly, upon the feet and upon the head of the Lord Jesus, and then took her hair and wiped it off, and they just threw a fit. What a waste. We have so many poor folks out here that should have this. Well, again, the disciples were speaking, but I believe the instigator was Judas. Judas Iscariot was the culprit. He was the problem. And instead of them looking and recognizing that Jesus was the Savior, the Messiah of the world, King of Kings, and there was nothing that would be not worthy to place at His feet, let alone to mention, hey, we need to give this to the poor. And as we look at this verse of Scripture, we need to be reminded ourselves that yes, the poor need to be cared for. The hungry need to be fed. Those that don't have clothes need to be clothed. But don't ever trade what you give and honor and glory unto the Lord Jesus Himself, because He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we need to honor Him and glorify His name. And the only way that can begin is by coming by faith to the Lord Jesus. And please that you do that. Come by faith to Jesus. Trust in Him. It's Judas Iscariot, according to the 12th verse, 12th chapter, 4th verse of John. Judas was the culprit that stirred the other disciples up. He was the keeper. It tells that the one that was going to betray the Lord Jesus, there's one of the 12 that was not saved. That was Judas Iscariot. He was a fake. He was a phony. You can find fakes and phonies everywhere as you look into the churches today, and you'll find many times it's the leaders, many times it's even the pastor of the church that is not born again, that is has taken a place of spiritual leadership, and yet he has no spiritual understanding of the Word of God, of the Lord Jesus, of salvation, none of it, because he's neglected the very first, as the example we have with Lazarus being raised from the dead. What a wonderful picture of what we have to do in our hearts. We need to be raised from the dead spiritually. Please that we come to the Lord Jesus. Well, Judas Iscariot was not, and he threw a fit. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? And it continues to say, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, he had the bag, and he bare what was put therein. He wanted to have what was in that bag, and he would skim off a percentage of it, you see, for his own use. And you think, well, why, if the Lord Jesus is all-knowing, why did he allow this to go on? Because I'm afraid to say that it's kind of standard for the church today. And also we need to be very careful because we need to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, the keeper of the bag here, the treasure, as you would call it. Instead of being an honest man, and you find out our people walking with the Lord Jesus, serving the Lord Jesus, by their finance. What do they care about? Do they care about the work of the church in furthering the gospel of the Lord Jesus? Or do they care about their new car or their new house or whatever? And the church is secondary. You know, we need to care for the church. We need to support the church financially. And so we need to give as Mary is given, and that's she is given from her heart. She has given a great item, great expense she has given, and loved every minute of, and praise and honor the Lord because of it. And then we have this man, because he wasn't going to get his cut, was mad. Scripture calls him a thief. He's also a murderer too, isn't he, as he denies the Lord Jesus. We'll begin here when we start next time. It's been a joy to be together today. But I need to ask you, what are you going to do about Jesus?